JB, UNO kicked off its centennial celebration this week. What's UNO's role within the university and within the city of Omaha?
Well, although we have three campuses, Adrian, that have football programs, one of the great strengths of having a university system is that with a common board and leadership is to leverage the strengths of the campuses for the greater good. Each of our campuses has its own strengths, and the university as a whole and the state benefits when we're able to use those effectively. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. This has been a great week at UNO, which joined the university system in 1968, so 40 years ago. But 100 years ago, the Omaha University was founded. It was one block in size with 26 students, and now it stretches about a mile east-west and about 2 miles now with the Exarban Village and beyond north and south. So it's a growing, thriving university. Part of the system has seen nothing but growth since it came in, and it's had some great successes, which really benefit the whole university, but most important, benefit the whole state of Nebraska.
And, JB, that new village area in the Exarban area is really quite an outstanding project right now. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's really fabulous. In fact, I've spent a good deal of time there this week. The community business leaders there have developed a 70-acre urban village with retail and office and residential and academic buildings. And the university acquired about 70 acres on the south side of it on Center Street. So we're adding now to where the Peter Kiewit Institute was and the Scott Conference Center and residence halls near Pacific Street, now building near Center Street further to the south. And we're going to continue. We've broke ground on a new college of business there that'll help extend the campus southward, provide for more growth, which we see as just thriving, combining the strengths of the Peter Kiewit Institute, business school, and other things that we're planning for the south part of the UNO campus.
Really exciting times at UNO. JB, what are some of the academic programs that are the strengths of UNO?
Well, one of the signature programs that's been in place about 10 years, Adrian, is the Peter Kiewit Institute. And most people in Nebraska have some familiarity with this. It has information science and technology from UNO and then engineering from UNL. And the two partner together in a common facility, about 2,000 students there, about half in one college and half in the other, UNL and UNO students. Great programs with business and information technology, decision software, information assurance, which has application in many, many fields today. We're seeing it more and more with medicine and national security, many other areas. We've opened the Holland Computing Center, which is a supercomputer, one of the largest in the country at the UNO campus, which will be a great asset for the entire university, the medical center in UNL as well as UNO, if we use it appropriately and deploy it optimally, which is our plan.
And, JB, finally, UNO was nationally recognized recently for value-added education. What does that refer to?
Well, this is an interesting thing, Adrian. More and more people are becoming concerned with what they're investing in higher education, and we've got a great story to tell there because, you know, look at the Ivy League schools, for instance. I mean, they do a great job, and they get some of the best students from all over the world to study there. But I would stack up the value added at the University of Nebraska, what our students learn during the period that they're in school and how much more they graduate with at the end of the day. I'd stack ours up against anyone. And now we've got some evidence to support that. The Council for Aid to Education, which is a national organization concerned with assessing student learning, has said that in their first year of measuring this, that UNO ranks first in the country in terms of the value added from their freshman year to their graduation in areas like critical thinking and communication. So this is just a great recognition for programs at the university, and particularly at UNO, which has done so well in this.
JB, an outstanding time at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here at Halftime.
Thank you, Adrian.